to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect this week, we look at the five-year climate action plan that local authorities in the Midlands are working on. The county councils in Leash, Offaly and Westmeath will have their own individual strategy for 2024 to 2029. John McNally is the Climate Action Coordinator with Offaly County Council.
At the moment we're working on the Offaly Climate Action Plan. This is a five-year climate action plan, so we're looking from 2024 to 2029. This kind of aligns with national government policy coming from the Climate Action and the Low Carbon Development Act in 2021, where each local authority is mandated to develop and adopt their own individual climate action plan. As I said, it's going to be a five-year plan. We'll be looking at mitigation actions, adaptation actions. We'll be looking at biodiversity. We'll be looking at community supports. So, yeah, it's an exciting time at the moment. This is an implementable action plan. Previously, we've developed strategies and they're much more kind of high level and aspirational. Mm-hmm. But this now is the time for action. We're at the delivery stage now. So these action plans, climate action plans, that's what they are. They're going to be full of ambitious actions to tackle climate action, sustainability, energy, biodiversity. And again, they're going to be reported upon and monitored very closely by government. Government have their own targets set, and each sector within government have their targets that they need to meet. These align with those targets and those aspirations.
Each local authority will have its own target to meet and will have to report back to the public as being asked to get involved and to contact their local authorities in the Midlands and give their input into the proposals to the government on its progress.
Each local authority are in the position where every local authority across the country has to develop their individual climate action plan, their five-year plan. Now, we know climate action is a global issue. It's a global crisis. But this is very much a local plan on how we can tackle the issues locally, what we can do locally. The evidence that we've gathered in the preparation stage of this plan bears that out, that the residential sector in the Midlands has the highest CO2, the greenhouse gas emissions in the country, and Offaly then has one of the highest levels within the Midlands. So again, that focuses our actions and our targets within the plan, that we can say, okay, residential CO2s to us is an issue. So how can we help solve that? It leads back to fossil fuel and burning turf. But again, the CO2, it's linked with air quality. It's linked to health and well-being. So that to us, we've identified that as an issue. So again, there's the National Retrofit Programme, Offaly County Council, and all the other local authorities within the Midlands region are working with government to roll out the national retrofit program, to install more heat pumps, to do away with solid fuel, to insulate homes, to improve windows and doors, to make homes more comfortable and healthier places to live. So that evidence gathering that we have done in the preparation stage allows us to focus on specific issues within the county, and as you said, that happens to be one of them.
The public is being asked to get involved and to contact their local authorities in the Midlands and give their input into the proposals.
If anybody has any suggestions, anybody has any ideas or projects that they'd like to see implemented, or if they're working on new technologies that are in the climate space or around adaptation or developing an app or something like that they'd like to see included in a climate action plan, we'd love to hear from them, because as you say, we're still writing the draft plan at the moment. Once we have the plan written, once we have the draft written, we'll be going out for public consultation at the start of September. So at that stage, again, the public will have an opportunity to comment. they'll have a physical copy of the plan. They can download it or they can get a copy from their library. They can sit down, they can read it. They can give us their comments or their submissions on the plan as it's drafted. And again, we'll consider all those submissions that we receive in, and if we need to tweak the plan or if we need to add something or if we've missed something out, we'll have time at that stage to amend the plan before it goes before the elected members for adoption.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.